Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Miguel Puente. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Miguel Puente. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting 8th. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Puente covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Miguel Puente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puente strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Puente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puente is 0 for 1 in the game. Puente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dietz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dietz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier misplays the ball. That's an error on Lanier. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Puente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puente is 0-for-2 in the game. Puente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuentes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. Mays moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Bob Taylor pinch runs for Ken Henderson. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz is walked intentionally. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Dietz moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor scores. Dietz moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, Giants. Miguel Puente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puente is 0-for-3 in the game. Puente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Taylor now playing left field. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards third. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Giants. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Calcoons. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.